HarperCollins presents Tales of the Plains, The Hunters, by David Ragg. Read by Sarah Powell. Chapter 1. The woman who called herself Ree saw the feather of dust coming up the trail long before she heard the riders. The morning had been hard, as usual, and thankless, as usual, but her glow of small achievements was undimmed. She had greeted the dawn. The sun dances seemed harder each day, but she persevered, and done her rounds of the pens with Edigou, her foreman, checking and feeding the animals before beginning the day's tasks in earnest. The feed store was half done now, and by mid-morning she'd dug out the last of the red earth where the stable would go. There was plenty of time left before winter, as the battering heat of the high sun gave joyless testament. Her pride at the construction milestone blunted some of her hissing frustration at the kids' persistent dereliction. Once again, she'd drawn the morning's water herself. She was sipping tea on a battered stool in the shade of the half-stone, half-timber cabin at the stockade's centre, as the riders crested the last rise from the direction of the town, kicking plumes of dust into the streaky sky. Half a dozen riders, heavy-footed, she could guess who. They loped straight through the open gateway of the stockade and reined in before the house. Six of them, all men, in their familiar long, split-tailed coats, bracers and greaves, their gild-stamped breastplates, grime-streaked, and dust masks pulled up to almost the broad brims of their helmets. Ree leaned back against the timber wall and blew the steam from her tea as the lead rider edged his mount closer with a heavy nudge of his spurs. His little trophies rattled and jingled amongst his tack, ears mostly, shrivelled and blackened, others impossible to identify but nonetheless tufted with hair. He tugged down his dust mask to reveal a square-jawed smirk. "Dawn's fortune to you, Ree." "And good morning to you, Karush Morn Hunter. What brings you so far from the delights of the Paradise Terrace?"
"Guildmaster Karush, may it please you."
"My apologies, acting guildmaster." His smirk was undimmed, but a muscle in his cheek twitched. His eyes dropped to the mug in her hands.
"You care to invite me in for tea?"
"Sorry," she said with a small smile, its precise width calculated to hit the mark between deference and defiance. "This is the last of it." The smirk was indelible, as if carved into his blocky features.
"Caravan's due any time. Maybe I can keep some back for you. You know, I'm a man of influence. Just another reason to be nice to me."
"I wouldn't want to put you to any trouble. Was there something urgent you needed to tell me? Six armoured riders at my threshold must be important."
Ree kept her eyes low.
Where was the kid? Ridden off again. Her pony was missing from the corral. Was this about that? Karush sat back in his saddle and scratched at his helmet, revealing a line of trail dust across his brow and a pale stripe of thinning hairline. He caught her glance and pulled the helmet firmly back into place.
"Words reached us at the guild house that you've been dealing with the nomads."
"I've traded a few animals. They know their horses, as you'd expect. What of it?"
He leaned forward again, affecting concern. "Ree, my dear. Those people are savages. They're thieving murderers, and they'll be coming back one day soon to slaughter you and steal all of this. It's just a matter of time. That old fella you're keeping around, he'll be the one to cut your throat in the night."
"Edigou isn't Morn, Karush. The nomads aren't Morn, no matter how often you harvest them." She dropped her voice. "Gods know they've suffered most of all."
He continued over her. "Now, if you were to let the guild staff your little farm properly, provide you with adequate security, we could see to it that you and that kid of yours were kept safe from any untoward incidents."
"So that's what this is about. Guild encroachment again."
Karush put one hand on his dust-streaked breastplate, a picture of offence. "My motives are nothing more than a pure-hearted concern for your safety and that of your child."
"She's not mine."
"Your relation aside, you should be taking care, yes? A lot of bandits in these hills. A lot of people who find robbing easier than working. Many of the..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?